following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and Patty
special sauce, lettuce, cheese,
beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and Patty
special sauce, lettuce, cheese,
beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions,
beef patty, special sauce,
beef cheese. It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
All right, let's do this. I'm gonna nail this one take. I'm gonna get this gig. The McDonald's. Okay, here we go. To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, and cheese. Damn it, what's the rest of this? Where's intern, give me the thing with the lyrics of the song on it. Come on. To all beef patties, special sauce, and lettuce and cheese. Get your ass down to McDonald's. These are right. These are, get your ass out of McDonald's, not in this song. Are you playing a prank on me, intern? God damn you, I'll come in there and I'll beat the shit out of you. To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese. What's a special sauce? What's that? I've never really been to McDonald's. I don't really know what's going on there. I guess I should have went and checked it out at least. All right, let's try something different. Do you love meat? Do you love hot meat? Get down to McDonald's for some hot meat. What? I thought that was pretty good. Okay, let's try it again. Hey, are you baked? You want a Mac chicken wrap for your munchies? You fucking stoner? What? I can't. Okay. Yeah, that's right again. Didn't they legalize in some states? I can't say that. I can't. Okay. Let's try it again. Hey, you love the McRib? Don't you? What the fuck happened to the McRib? Where the fuck is the McRib? God damn it, McDonald's. Oh, my fucking McRib. Fuck this bullshit. Okay, I'm getting carried away. Let's go again. Hey, you. You want to live moss? Is it? What? Oh, it's Taco Bell. Oh, damn it. Damn it. Come on, Peter. Let's go again. McDonald's is awesome. You're loving it. I'm loving it. You think I should sing in the commercial? I'm loving it. That's right. I think that's it. I think we'll send that last part. It's cold. Right, you're looking at the new spokesperson for McDonald's. I'm loving it. Yeah, nailed it.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's choice.
Oh. Check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang. If I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well. But words are my shit.
Yeah. Would it be? Welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, live on CannabisRadio.com. We do it noon Eastern Time every Friday on CannabisRadio.com. lot of shit going on. If you missed hour one, go check that out. All places where you can find our podcast, of course. SternJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher. Find links to a lot of this stuff. Our Facebook page, YouTube, whatnot. All at StonerJesus.net. Recent episodes, so on and so forth. Also, our Patreon is linked up there. A lot of stuff going on the Patreon page. We're building archives. You can get those. The brand new Stoner Jesus Drunken Prank Call Show. Video and audio one of episode one. Video and audio of episode one. For that one is up at on our Patreon page. So go check that shit out. Support the show. Get awesome stuff. Links on the website. Shout outs. Joe Destruction. Shouter outer supporter on Patreon. Also, the aforementioned archives. I've been putting stuff up on there from 2011. Found some more stuff from Blog Talk Radio in 2009. You can go listen to that. Everything I got, I'm going to put up there. So go check that shit. It's time now for a Stoner Jesus infomercial. Usually we used to do these for St. Peter. St. Peter hasn't been here for several months. He's out west finding himself or whatever and leaving partial voicemails, and which I don't even bother playing because they're partial. They're like 15 seconds long. I don't understand. He's having problems. In any case, well, he's always had problems. In any case, we used to be contractually obligated to do these infomercials for stupid St. Peter products because we don't pay St. Peter any money. Never did. Why would we? I thought to myself, why can't I get in on this? Where's Jesus' money? Where's my money, bitch? So I'm going to do a Stoner Jesus infomercial for one of my products. Right, hooked up with a distributor. We're ready to go with this shit. That's right, your headphones are not deceiving you. Sound effects. Anyway, today's Stoner Jesus infomercial is for Jesus on a Cross firecrackers. That's right. Little paper Jesus on a little cardboard cross. Cardboard cross comes optional with the firecracker powder that the little Jesus on a cross has. Jesus crackers. Call 1-866-JESUS-CRACKERS. Get your Jesus on a cross firecrackers. As I said, I already have a distributor lined up. There's a factory making them right now. Getting them shipped in time for the 4th of July. The factory over in Guangzhou, China. And I'm still working out the marketing for this, like taglines and things of that nature. We got to build a website, all kinds of shit's going on. But right now you can call 1-866-JESUS-CRACKERS, ask them for Jesus on a cross firecrackers. How's this sound? Feel the crack of the Holy Spirit. It's got a nice ring to it. Feel the crack of the Holy Spirit. I guess you could also hear the crack of the Holy Spirit, now that we're thinking about it. 1-866-JESUS-CRACKERS. A lot of you probably thought that they were like saltine crackers. No. No. They're Jesus on a cross firecrackers. But, the light that cracks back. I'm known as the light, right? Jesus? The light? The light that cracks back. Again, it's optional whether you want to get the, you know, the cross. That can explode too. And we add a little more, you know. A little more powder in there. It costs a little more, but it's worth it. It's worth it. What about the Jesus fire consumes you? You have like a preacher guy on the commercial saying, "The Jesus fire consumes you." And then he'll like hold up a little firecracker. They're not very big. They're only a couple inches long. But, you know, size doesn't matter. It's not the size of the Jesus on the cross. It's how much he fucking cracks. I just came up with that one on the fly. That's not going in the pile. That's in the least. Anyway, 1-866 Jesus crackers, little paper Jesus filled with firecracker powder. And he's got the little wick on his head. Light him up, you know. Blow up Jesus on a cross. You're going to be saying to yourself, "Jesus, don't you have any better ideas?" Hey, motherfucker, This is the best I got. I'm sinking all my money into Jesus crackers. This doesn't work. It's all over. It's all going to crash and burn. But yeah, we have the factory. They're cranking them out. I think they've made a few hundred so far. So get to calling. They'll be shipped directly to you from the factory in Guangzhou, China. Who they're very eager to make Jesus on a cross firecrackers. And you should be eager to buy Jesus on a cross firecrackers. So please do. Get in a hurry. Get him in time for the 4th of July. Be the envy of your friends with Jesus on a cross firecrackers. The crack that fires back. Now. The light of the Holy Spirit that goes off and makes a boom. Now, I work on the marketing materials. It's not, you know, it's not my strong suit. Anyway, High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Check out some shit. Around the internet. When we come back. That's enough of that. Okay, thank you. Okay, I get it. We get it. It's fireworks. We get it. It's still going. God damn, hit pause. Stop. Just fucking stop already. Stop. Strangle you. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, June 23rd, 2017. Make sure you get your orders in, man. It's, you know, it's got to ship all the way from China. 1-866 Jesus crackers. Jesus on a cross. Firecrackers. Get yours today.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Get ready to hear something good about cannabis.
I give you Jasmine Huff.
Tell us a little bit about Jasmine. Give us the good news about how you've gotten to where you are today.
Like all good children, I rejected my parents' values and ran off to become a capitalist in New York City and did a lot of work with an organization called Women 2.0. Looking at the cannabis industry, I said, you know what? Here we have a brand new industry. It's going to be a $1 billion industry. And the rules of who leads this industry and who funds this industry haven't been written yet.
Good news. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Growing green to generate more green.
Hello to all you happy herbalizers, smiling trippy hippies, and everyone who believes in freedom and tolerance. This is The Grow Show, and I'm Kyle Cushman.
From food to fuel, from remedy to resource.
Welcome my guest, Ed Rosenthal, the guru of ganja. Let me ask you, right now I hear your lighter clicking. Are you smoking indoor, or are you smoking sun grown?
What am I smoking? I'm smoking concentrate.
Way to get out of the answer there. So you're truly like the king, right? You just clap your hands and somebody brings you a bowl and you're all set, right?
I wish that were the case.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com. It's time to Hemp Presents.
I am going to titillate your audio orifices with weekly radio rendezvous with some of the premier movers, shakers, and history makers of the cannabis community.
Radio resident Hempo Sapien Vivian McPeak.
I will be putting out a call to action on issues of the day and putting your interests under the big lights as I provide cannabis commentary and weekly interviews that go straight for the nugular.
Marijuana!
Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the host of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, June 23rd, 2017. Live on CannabisRadio.com. Checking out some shit from around the internet. I noticed in perusing WorldStarHipHop.com that new term I really haven't seen much before. Old head. Usually in reference to old guys in these clips, but does it mean all old people? Or all old people old head? Or just old dudes? Well, anyway, here's a video from World Star Hip Hop, the audio at least. Old head, this old white guy, was getting his ass lit up, ass with two Z's, lit up by a dominatrix. I'm black and I'm proud, end quotes. I'm clicking it. There we go. Fuck. Old head.
Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Say it loud.
Oh, I'm black and I'm proud.
Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Say it loud.
And I'm proud.
Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Say it loud.
Oh, I'm black and I'm proud.
I'm sure someone's made a like a auto-tune rap of that by now. It rhymes. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Now this is a black guy they refer to as old head. So I guess it's not race specific. When food is life, old head switched up real quick when he got his hands on some French fries. Who makes the titles of these?
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Now tell me what's wrong.
I'm out of money.
You out of what?
Money.
Now you got your drinks over there. I got you some French fries.
Okay. You think about
French
fries?
I got you some French fries.
Why are
you throwing out your chest hair?
I have my French fries. Huh?
That's yours.
Oh, you think about
French
fries?
Boy, French fries change the mood. You're getting ready to beat me up, and the French fries change the mood. Oh my gosh! French fries change the mood.
I knew it.
You get ready.
The guy's crying like his fucking only son just came home from war because he got some French fries. How about this? Lady at a walk-in clinic demands to see a white doctor for her son. This has got to be good, right?
A doctor that was not white, that did not help my kid. I would like to see a white doctor. You're telling me there's not one white doctor in this whole entire building?
Yes,
not.
Stupid.
Oh my God! Well, what's the closest that you have to speaking English?
So hospital is the best.
No, I stood there, and they only have brown doctors.
The woman repeatedly demanded that a white doctor who speaks English and, quote, doesn't have brown teeth, treat her son. We've obscured her face in the video to protect the identity of her son. Linda Ward is on that story this morning. She's outside the Mississauga clinic where it
on
transpired. And Linda can only imagine. Obviously, she was not alone in that clinic as this was going on, this rant. So what were people there saying, doing? How were they reacting?
Well, obviously, hearing something like this is not what you expect when you...
They're all like, well, if she gets a white doctor, I want a white doctor, too.
...go for a visit to the doctor, and certainly several onlookers hearing as the woman demanded to see a white doctor for her son who was having chest pains. Many of those onlookers yelling back at the woman, some of them saying to her, you know, you need to take him to the hospital across the street.
By the way, not for nothing, but... If I'm going to demand a race for a doctor for my son, I'm going to demand an Asian. Bring me an Asian. I want an Asian doctor for my son, post haste.
To see a doctor over there, why don't you take him somewhere else? And all the woman said was that she had gone and taken him to the doctor and that she wanted to see a white doctor. So lots of outrage. We did hear some of that on that tape.
Bring me an Asian.
One woman actually confronted the woman who was yelling in that waiting room. Take a listen to how that played out.
Yes, please.
I'm not going there with all those packing doctors. I don't have money to go to Georgetown. There's got to be somebody that speaks English here.
Your child clearly has more issues with you being his mother than him needing to see a doctor. You are extremely rude and racist. You want to talk about packy people being at a hospital? Maybe you should check yourself in.
And the police were called to this incident. They say that they have spoken to all parties involved and that the situation was resolved. The clinic behind me not making any specific comment about what happened in that waiting room, Heather.
But the man who captured that video has, Linda, and he shared it with us at CBC News. Very thoughtful in his response. Tell us more about what he has said.
Oh, Grandma News Reporter. Tell us more about what he has said. By the way, you don't see an old woman news reporter much anymore. Kudos to that broad. Still kicking.
Well, his name is Hitesh Bardwaj. He was waiting for a doctor in that waiting room as well.
See, I also want a honky doctor. Bring me a honky doctor.
And he did take out his phone and start videotaping when this event started to play out. And here's what he said about why he thought it was so important to do that.
Something from my inside me.
Because I'm going to be on World Star, bitch. World Star.
Said that, no, you should take a step. You should record it. It is.
By the way, before I even heard this dude, just from his name, I nailed his fucking accent. That is real talent.
Obviously wrong. There's no, right or wrong answer. It's definitely wrong.
You're a racist, bitch.
Wrong. You should.
I fucking kill you.
Share it with other people so that they know that people are not afraid to stand up against other people.
You old honky piece of shit. You bag of dicks.
Who are rude and racist to others.
And many people responding saying it's encouraging to see people standing up to behavior like this. Now, we haven't been able to identify this woman. We have made several attempts to do that, but we've been unsuccessful. But it is worth mentioning, Heather, that the woman's son did eventually receive treatment in this very.
From which doctor? Did he finally get his honky? Can you imagine being that kid standing there while your mom's screaming that she wants a white doctor? Like, Mom, just shut up. The packy dude's fine. Just shut the fuck up. This next story is from HuffingtonPost.com. Stuffed cow saves toddler in second story fall. A 2-year-old boy in Chelsea, Massachusetts, may owe his life to the stuffed cow that cushioned him in a fall from a second story window on Wednesday. He fell about 16 feet onto concrete. He could have easily broken bones or been very seriously injured, Chelsea Deputy Fire Chief John Quartieri told the Boston Globe. Police Chief Brian Key said the toy, quote, broke his fall. The boy, whose name was withheld by authorities, was bouncing on his bed Wednesday afternoon and accidentally sailed right through an open window. What? What? A fucking parent sees their child bouncing on a bed next to an open window and no red flags go off? Nobody was like, you know what? That's not a good idea. What if he stumbles and falls and sails right out the fucking window? According to the Boston Globe, he landed on a concrete slab in the backyard, but avoided serious injury because he had been clutching his beloved 2-foot-tall stuffed cow. God, now fucking dumb kids everywhere are going to be jumping out their windows with cows. See if it works. The boy's great uncle, Luis Estrada, said he was shocked when he saw the child fly out the window. Were you? I was paralyzed, Estrada said, according to New York Post. We rushed down to get him and we grabbed him. He was shaken. I thank God for everything. He was watching over us. Somebody wasn't watching. You watched the kid fly right out the fucking window. The boy sustained some abrasions and a laceration on his forehead, Quartieri told reporters. He was held overnight at Massachusetts General Hospital for observation. He is doing fine the following day thanks to his stuffed cow. He was jumping on a bed next to an open window on the second floor. Man, it sounds perfectly fine.
Gross, disgusting.
Whoa, hold on, dude. This is from HuffingtonPost.com. Canadian hotel wants to get his hand on whoever stole a human toe.
And unusual.
Let's take a trip to Canada's beautiful and often neglected north, the Yukon. Home of the Klondike Gold Rush, robust mountains, ground squirrels, and Captain Dick, the inventor of the Sourtoe cocktail.
What?
What made you think, okay, this is going to be a drink? What was your thought process when you first said, I'm going to put a toe in a cocktail and serve it? How did you come to...
Let's stop. Because as you know, Huffington Post, well, I guess this video does have something to do with the story. The Sourtoe cocktail, downtown hotel in Dawson City. Apparently this led to a hotel, that hotel wants to conduct a manhunt for the person who stole a human toe.
To that.
Sitting with the three reporters and one of the Canadian press, and I was telling them about getting this toe. I said, we've got to do something with it. Well, what? Well, we'll make a drink out of it. Well, what do we call it? Well, what but a sour toe cocktail?
Why, that shit? She asked fucking why.
Captain Dick was born December 1929 and was adopted by a New Brunswick couple.
Wow, they're going to go through the whole history of Captain Dick and how he came to put fucking toes in drinks.
Started out right for his future style of life. A little bastard. A direct quote from his latest self-published book, Captain Dick, the Originator of the Sourtoe.
I bought a cabin over in Miller Creek, the headwaters of the 60-mile river. It's only about 10 miles from the Alaskan border. And I'd heard the legend how this toe was in the cabin. The old-timers had cut it off 30 years previously. Sure enough, when I was cleaning out 30 years of junk in an empty pickle jar, there was a big toe rattling around. Totally dehydrated. He was sitting with a couple of reporters. Dennis Bell was one from Canadian Press. In the old Red Road, quite a few drinks, we invented the Sourtoe cocktail.
The Sourtoe cocktail was originally served in a beer mug full of champagne, but that was short-lived.
Was this lady?
Yeah, because that's just stupid. Everybody knows you don't put a fucking dehydrated human toe in a champagne. Dummies.
She, up in her 80s, she said, I don't mind the toe, but there's no way that I could drink a beer glass full of champagne. So that night became the drink of your choice, with the toe dropped in it.
Now the variety. You can get a toe dropped in any drink.
The original toe belonged to Louis Lycan. During the years of Prohibition, Louis and his brother Otto would move illicit rum from Dawson to Alaska. Legend has it, Louis got his toe wet, it froze, and fell off. For whatever reason, they decided to keep the toe in a bottle of rum, safely stowed away in their cabin. The very same cabin purchased by Captain Dick.
I started in 71, probably about 73 or 74, Gary Younger swallowed the toe.
Oh, shit.
In 1980, a mere 7 years after the drink was established, Gary Younger, a Yukon miner, swallowed the original toe. And it's likely the reason the Sourtoe cocktail got any traction at all. By the time the toe made its way into his digestive tract, this gnarly drink became an instant must-see and or do tourist attraction. Upwards of 40,000 tourists have tried this drink, but to officially be in the club, they must follow one rule.
You can drink it fast, you can drink it slow, but your lips must touch the toe.
Touch the toe. Not swallow. It doesn't matter how many toes are donated to the cause.
You have toes in there?
Yeah. Two little toes. Ian Stephen, a cat ran over his leg. He knew he told the doctor, and the doctor sent all five toes. They shipped to me in medical alcohol. I imagine the downtown would still be the same. But a pack of them salt.
There are people doing this. This guy's involved in making it and inventing it. There's people giving toes. There's people coming to drink it. There are actual people, human beings, thousands of them, all involved in this fucking weird shit.
And about, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to cure them. Get them dehydrated.
Captain Dick
Captain Dick and his successors do not take the no-swallow rule lightly. Just look at Joshua Clark, an American. He felt the wrath from current...
Well, you have to. I mean, you know, toes are not plentiful.
Captain Terry, when he...
There aren't living people, but, like, severed toes are not plentiful.
He swallowed the toe in 2013. Needless to say, the captain was livid, and so was the town.
He was barred for life. It's been 3 years. That's not life.
Barred for life? I mean, I guess you, once you swallow the toe, I mean, really, what else is there to do? You really need... What, are you going to come back and swallow another toe? I think you pretty tapped out the experiences.
There's probably no place in the world I could get away with doing something like that.
And it's that sentiment, that insouciant yet unwavering mentality that makes the Yukon one of the most endearing places in Canada. I believe it's the very same mentality that's...
Actually, this story's made me want to avoid the Yukon above anywhere else on Earth.
...started this wackadoo adventure story. Once upon a time, there was a small cabin in the middle of nowhere, up in the north, where nothing ever happened.
That right there is really the key. Nothing ever happens up there. So when the guy's like, I'm going to put a toe in a drink and you can drink it, they're like, oh, okay.
There it is.
Very odd. Very odd. Anyway, check out some more shit. From around the internet, High Noon with Stoner Jesus. More in Hour 2 coming up. June 23rd, 2017, we're live on Campus Radio. .com as we are every Friday at noon Eastern Time. Stay tuned, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net or go to KindSoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, nextbardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word. Stoner Jesus to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 18 plus only. Please click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code Stoner Jesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at nextbardo. Check them out. Another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Equio, New Frontier's cutting-edge big data platform, puts the information and answers you need right at your fingertips in real time to help you more effectively run your cannabis business. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. Again, that's www.equio.io. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
The
following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, June 23rd, 2017. To wrap up that last story, the toast drink story, the audio we listened to, the video on Huffington Post, didn't wrap up the story, didn't tell us about the actual fucking story. It told us how the drink came to be. This is what happened. The mummified toe in the hotel went missing Saturday night. We were furious, Terry Lee, the hotel's toe captain, said. According to HuffPost Canada, Lee suspects a man from Quebec in the toe theft. Earlier in the evening, the man allegedly bragged about possibly stealing the toe. This guy has to do the toe after the 9 to 11 p.m. toe time hours. All this sounds incredibly fake, but this is real. And one of the new staff served it to him to be nice, Lee told the Vancouver Sun. And this is how he pays her back. What a lowlife. The customer left behind the sour toe cocktail certificate awarded by the hotel, so the police have his name. The hotel plans to fine the thief $2,500 unless the toe is returned. It's also offering a reward for anyone with information about the theft. The toe theft. How about this? Stud finds her girlfriend laid up with a dude and delivers an ass-whooping. Apparently ass, you have to spell with a Z. With two Z's now. From Real Star Hip Hop. Check it out. Oh, he's punching it. Shit. Oh, he's punching her. Oh, and he's kicking her. Damn.
Bitch, she got me fucked up. Dad, let me get the fuck up, bro. That shit is lame as fuck.
Bitch, you lame as fuck.
How the fuck am I lame?
Look at where you at, ho!
God damn.
Bro, get the fuck off of me, Jazz.
Go give me the knife.
Nah, bro.
Go give me the fucking knife.
No, Jazz.
Well, that's when they cut the video off. And she says, go get me the knife. God damn. That is an ass whooping with two Z's. Prodigy of the rap duo Mobb Deep died recently. And apparently, this news station paid him a dope tribute in their morning forecast. Let's check that out.
Good morning
to you. Well,
I'm Fred Blankenship. The time is now 7:56. Right now we have Mark Arum, our traffic prodigy.
Good morning, everyone. Just heard from a traffic trooper heading out of Noonan. Last name English, first name Old, said 85 wide open.
It's now 7:26 on Fred Blankenship, and right now we have Mark Arum and Triple Team Traffic. Mark, it's Mobb Deep out there right now on I-20 with delays.
The outer loop delays in DeKalb County, 285 northbound, leaving Glenwood Road, trying to get up to trouble at Lawrenceville Highway.
Karen, thank you. Some shook ones right now on I-75. Mark Arum is standing by with more on this.
Now beyond the block, hustling, counting my stacks. Those trip times counting up to 27 minutes now. Look at a traffic tracker, too. No brake lights here. Just a lot of folks pushing Lexuses, wearing fat diamond rings, but delay-free in and out of Midtown. All alone in these streets, cousin. Very light volume here. 75 north and south at Howell Mill Road. It's a new trouble on the west side of town. Six blocks, and you might not make it through. What's blocked right now, Mark McKay? You leave the house this morning and head to work. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds, but no delays getting to the workplace out of McDonough. Yeah,
I don't even know most Mobb Deep songs, but that's funny as hell. let's do... fucking the little audio thing that sometimes happens is annoying me. Shit. The fuck is this? Dude forgot to strap his daughter's car seat properly. That's a video? I don't know. We'll see. I'll be the judge of whether or not this is actual shit that this should be.
Got my baby in the back, and she knows it like that.
Oh, shit.
Got my baby in the back, and she knows it like that.
Oh, shit.
gotta go. You gotta go to worldstarhiphop.com and search Bruh, dude forgot to strap his daughter's car seat improperly. He's like doing his rap or whatever. He's turning a corner and her seat falls over. He's like, oh shit. Oh fuck. Man, that is funny. Okay, I didn't have any expectations for that video. But yeah, that was good. That was good. Let's do one more. This kid stumps Fox News reporter for walking his dog during a flood. I don't want him peeing all over the house. I got to clean it up. Roadstar Hip Hop.
Here, and some of those that do have to still walk their dogs. Here's a young boy we talked to earlier. This is a pretty tough way to walk a dog, isn't it?
Oh yeah, for sure. Very inconvenient for anybody.
It's got to be done though, right?
Yeah, it does. I don't want to pee all over the house. But I got to clean it up.
The guy's walking his dog through water, and the dog's only thing is shown is the dog's head. Everything else is submerged. Okay, that's funny. Okay, we're on a roll. We'll try one more. The shit about Johnny Depp. Cop shooting a dude. Man, I don't have any fucking downers. I want something funny. Anything else funny? Dude records his roommate's girlfriend screaming and hitting him. Okay, that might be funny. Check that out. We'll start hip hop.
My friend and his girlfriend are fighting. This happens all the time.
That's what I would do if my roommate was fighting. I'd be like, yeah, let's do this.
She's crazy.
You don't even do that. No, get your ass over here. No. Excuse me?
She's hitting him right now.
Excuse me?
Can't hear it.
Imagine living with that. You're a jerk. God, you imagine like hearing that every day? And this guy hears it every day. He's not even fucking that bitch. His roommate's girlfriend. Like, apparently at some point they come in the room where he is. He's recording from a different room on like his webcam or whatever. So we're just getting like the low audio, but apparently, I guess they come in that room and he gets the recording. What the fuck's wrong with you? I didn't hear that, dude.
And to this.
He comes in there to hide, I guess. That's when she comes in.
Every now and then? You mean like every other week?
Here she comes.
Bye.
Well, she's leaving.
That's it. After everything, that's it. That's it. After everything, that's it. That's it. What the hell is wrong with you?
Betsy.
What the fuck is wrong with you? That's it. Oh, bye. Nice knowing you.
Hey.
What is wrong with you?
No.
What the hell is wrong? Put down the fucking broom. Why is such a fucking baby?
I need the broom to walk.
No. What the hell is wrong with you?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with me.
That's it. You just bye.
I don't know. A couple things are wrong. I think his balls are probably shriveled up back into his fucking stomach. I'm sure he has massive amounts of hearing loss.
Why are you flipping?
Thanks, so I could use you when I could. Get him off your ass!
I can't. Give me the broom. I need the broom to
work. She's leaving and she's taking the broom.
Huh?
What?
What'd you say?
Oh, somebody said something. She didn't like that.
Should I go drive that car?
Call my phone.
I don't have my phone.
What? What'd you say?
Get out your fucking phone! Really? You don't have it?
Hey! I really don't have it.
Edgar!
Look, you see
that? Stop!
That's my wallet.
Then where's your fucking phone?
It's charging.
Fine, I'll go get it. Go get it. I left my phone in here where you put it. I'm about to stomp on your phone if you don't tell me. Oh, and really, Edgar? Yeah, you're real smart. Betsy's inside looking for you. You can't hide forever. Where the fuck were you?
Where what?
Where the fuck were you?
Off the park.
No! You're like, is Betsy inside?
Oh, that was earlier.
She stomped on his phone. Jesus Christ.
Okay, man. Oh, no.
Where's my phone?
Huh. Honey,
where's my phone?
Stop.
Where's my phone?
Honey.
Give me the phone.
Honey? Honey? Well, bitch, you better get the fuck out of this house before I strangle you on video until you no longer fucking breathe.
I don't have
I'll
it.
Call the cops over here.
Call.
Give me
the phone. You have no phone. Hey.
Give
I'm
me
sorry.
The phone.
I'm sorry. It's probably in your room. Probably.
Why are you laughing?
The entire fucking time his roommate is sitting in this chair in front of this computer laughing while they fight. It's like she's oblivious that there's another person in the room. She's certainly oblivious that she's being videoed.
Because you're ridiculous right now.
Where's the phone?
You're like, I can't even, I have a broken leg. Like,
bitch, you're on camera. Let's see them titties.
I don't care. I don't give a shit. I wish they'd tear your leg off.
I can't even walk anywhere without a broom or something to.
Good. And you deserve that.
So you act like I'm going to go.
Why does he have a broken leg? He's walking around with a broom as a crutch. Is he not aware that they have actual crutches?
Walk all the way over there. Get your phone.
You know, you wouldn't even walk over anywhere from me, even if you didn't have a broken leg. So.
Okay, well, if that's what you want to believe.
Then leave.
That's what I've seen for CNN.
Then go away. Holy shit. I guess that's a note to fucking go out on. It wasn't this. Wasn't a lot of it was funny. It was very funny. But it's, God damn. That's annoying. Holy shit. High noon with Stern Jesus. We gotta wrap shit up. We're gonna take a break and come back and do just that. I mean, wrap shit up. Hi, I'm Stoner Jesus, live on CannabisRadio.com. Yo!
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on StonerJesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google. I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Next to THC and CBD, you can now add CBR to your cannabis vernacular. CBR as in cannabisradio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is him pink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. Saturn Ranch.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Hi, new stoner Jesus. On CannabisRadio.com, we do it live every Friday, noon Eastern Time. You can check out the podcast, recent shows, all information on the show, links, all that stuff at stonerjesus.net. Subscribe to the feed. So on and so forth. We'll put some old interviews up there, recent shows, of course. And obviously, go check us out on Patreon. Help support the show, help us get another stream of revenue, get more advertising, equipment, so on and so forth. Be able to do the show more often, etc., etc. Now, the new Stoner Jesus Drunken Prank Call Show, episode 1's up there. Bunch of archive stuff, adding archive stuff every day. I have hundreds and hundreds of shows to put up. So go get that shit, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. It's also linked all over stonerjesus.net as well, podcast posts and whatnot. Thanks everybody for listening. Keep spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. Tell your homies, tell your hoes. You know how the rest of the rhyme goes. Help us out on Patreon. At least share that link as well. patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Check out the rewards you get for being a patron. Thanks everybody for listening. And as always, peace, bitches.